Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the late, great SRV bringing us back. Little Stevie Ray, little Texas Blues. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Louis Efron, a newer member of our Brain Trust, founder of The Voice of Purpose and Purpose Meets Execution. That's the title of his book, Purpose Meets Execution, How Winning Organizations Accelerate Engagement and Drive Profits. Say that three times real fast. Louis, I'm glad you're here. We've been talking about intangibles and purpose and helping your employees understand, or helping you learning yourself, understanding yourself, helping them understand what the company's purpose is, but aligning that or aligning their purpose with your purpose. You know, I remind people that, you know, employees are human beings like all the rest of us. They have aspirations. They want to be successful. And thank God they want to be an employee, right? Because we need them. But they want to be successful. If more managers would understand that your people want to be successful in their assignment that you've given them, and if you think about it like that and aggregate all that success, you'll be better off. What do you think?
I agree 100%. The bottom line for a manager or a leader in an organization, their goal and their primary job is to help make people around them successful. And the more you can grow those people and make them successful, the harder they'll work for you, the more meaning they'll connect to their work, and the more successful you'll be as a leader and manager in your business.
In your book, you talk about the symbiotic relationship, about taking the organization's purpose and employee engagement and converting that to the bottom line. Give us some tips on how to do that.
Yeah, sure. I know you asked that you wanted 129. I counted 145. So
good.
There you go. I'm going to give you some core tips here. When what happens now is when a company interviews an employee that's usually a potential candidate coming in, it's a very traditional interview that the candidate's prepared to come in and speak about. The goal is getting behind that and understanding who the person is that you're trying to hire and how they connect to your business purpose. So I'll give you two core questions, one for the candidate and one for your organization to determine that alignment. And the one I like to use more than anything is the great life reflection question is, if you didn't have to worry about money, what would you spend your whole day doing? Right? What would you spend every day doing? And that's from the candidate employee personal development side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
say, from the organization say that again. Side, you, say that again a little slower.
Yeah.
Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go
sure.
ahead, Louis.
Definitely. So if you didn't need to worry about money, what would you spend your days doing? It's a gift. If you can give mm-hmm. yourself a gift of anything, give yourself 10 minutes. Anybody on this listening to this show right now, give yourself 10 minutes to think about that question. It's really powerful. Everybody struggles with it because they still have to pay mortgage and car payments, things like
yeah.
that. But if you can figure out what you really would spend your day doing, that's usually what aligns with your purpose and usually aligns with potentially what you're best at. But if you get that combination, right, between why you exist and what you're best at, that's what people win gold medals and accomplishments.
Well, and employers, though, Louis, employers, even if you've got a person, if a person listening to your show right now, to this show right now, has a job and they hadn't thought about that before, an employer can today make progress, help that employee make progress toward finding that thing. Well, even though you may not have exactly what they want, there's some things that you can do with them working for you that helps them get closer to that so they don't leave you. What do you think?
Absolutely. And that's creating that culture, that real culture of care for your people, understanding who they really are and what drives them and how do you connect them to your organization. Like I said before, you know, you're never going to be a perfect alignment, but if you get 80% there or as close as you get there, the better results you'll get in your business. So that's key. You're a good
Can I? I'm going to stick something in here. People might be wondering, well, what's my motivation? Okay, well, let's put profit aside. Right now, Louis, there's a nightmare situation for employers right now in America, we don't have enough people for some of the really good jobs. There may be 4 million good jobs going wanting because there are not any qualified people there. So you, if you've got a qualified person working for you, you don't need to lose them. Somebody will poach them with a better purpose if you don't watch out. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we're in a very competitive market right now, and that's the bottom line, and that keeps that has to keep employers on their toes because there are lots of other opportunities where great people can go, and if you don't keep your people engaged and you can't retain them, they will be quickly cherry-picked by your competitor down the street. So you're right.
Exactly right. All right, last thoughts.
Okay, so I'm going to give you that last tip there. So for the organization, the most critical question they can ask is, if your organization disappeared today, what would be the void left? What would be your pain for your customers, the community, and the world? And that's ultimately your purpose. So step back from money, think about that question, and that will be something you can really drive home with everything that you do in your organization.
And would you have a meeting with your people and talk about that with them?
Well, it starts at the top. I would first start, if you're a very small organization, as the owner, really reflecting on that, or your management team, if you're a bigger organization, your C-suite, and start at the top, understand what that is, and then cascade it down and get feedback going back up.
Well, I'd have that with my people, and they might remind you of some things that you're doing pretty cool that you didn't even think about.
Yeah, absolutely. Your people know more than you would think if you just ask them. And unfortunately, a lot of organizations forget to ask.
That's almost always
on the front lines of your business. Yeah.
Almost always the case. I need a website, Lewis.
Sure. So LewisEfron.com, LewisEfron.com, or you can get me on PurposeMeetsExecution.com.
That's the name of the book, too. Hey, Lewis, will you come back?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.